6 minutes to eight on Morning Ireland, and Gail is back with more business news.
Thanks, Angus. Tariffs, geopolitical uncertainty, cost of living and interest rates all played their part in shaping the Irish economy in 2025, now as it nears the end of the year. We've had a slew of reports, results and forecasts, most recently from the ESRI, the Central Bank, the IDA's foreign direct investment figures and the government's medium-term fiscal and structural plan. To examine the key takeaways from the year and how we're moving into 2026, I'm joined now by EY Ireland's Chief Economist Loretta O'Sullivan. Loretta, how did the Irish economy fare this year in response to domestic and global pressures?
Morning, Gail. I think it's fair to say that 2025 was an unsettled year, but the Irish economy and the global economy both were resilient. And if we look at the global economy, to start with, the defining feature of that was policy shifts in the US. They were a big cause of that unsettled environment that we had, particularly President Trump's tariffs. The global economy was resilient through those, and that was thanks in part to front-loading, so companies rushing to get ahead of those tariffs. We also had big bets in terms of AI. The ECB cut interest rates in the first half of the year, the Fed cut interest rates in the second half of the year. So global activity held up, and Irish activity also held up. So we saw that front-loading activity, particularly by the pharma sector, boosting exports in GDP early on in 2025. As well as that, an important piece to realise that along with that dynamic, there was also strong demand in the US for pharmaceuticals in terms of diabetes drugs and weight loss drugs. And we do expect that they're going to provide support into 2026 as well.
And looking at those tariffs, are we expecting to see a bigger impact on Irish companies next year? I mean, we're still getting used to the tariffs, and you mentioned there are a lot of front loading. So will we see the real impact in 2026?
Absolutely. We're going to see more of an impact both for the global economy, and we do expect that the global economy is going to soften as those tariffs feed through and geopolitical concerns that you mentioned are still relevant too. For Ireland, tariffs, it's important to realise too, for pharma, haven't actually come in yet. So they are subject to the Section 232 investigation. So that is still pending. The higher tariff rate, this new 15% rate, is relevant for other goods exports to the US. And that new EU framework agreement, it has taken some of the uncertainty out in terms of trade conditions, but still the T's and C's are worse than what they were before. So that will have some impact, but we do in total do still expect the Irish economy to grow. There's enough momentum there.
And AI has been a key driver of the global and US economy. It's had huge market valuations in the past year. How's it going to impact us going forward?
Yes, there's been a lot of focus on big bets in terms of AI. Tech is an important sector for the Irish economy, so something we're going to be closely watching what happens in that space. One of the things that's come through very much in the course of 2025 is AI has emerged as a counterweight to some of the tariffs, so it has helped offset some of that slowing in terms of the global economy. And we're starting to see it become much more embedded, so more spending by firms in that space and more usage by firms. And we had some data from Eurostat last week for Europe and for Ireland, which shows an uptick in usage by firms from about 8% in 2023 up to 20% in 2025. So that's quite a step up.
And that's all we have time for this morning. EY Ireland's Chief Economist Loretta O'Sullivan, a very happy Christmas to you, and thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. We'll have more business in the next hour.